Hi, this is Kurt, and you're about to hear Sideshow, Studio 360's great new spin-off podcast about pop culture and the most interesting stuff on the internet. You can find out more at pri.org/sideshow, and you can subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or any other player of podcasts. Thanks.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
This is Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. I'm Sean Ramosferum. Think of a comedian. Think of your favorite bit that he or she does. Now try and think of your second favorite bit that he or she does. You can probably do this if you thought of any comedian but Howard Kramer. More than any comedian I can think of, Howard has dedicated his life to just one joke. Summer. I saw Howard do his summer bit in Los Angeles a few years ago.
A great time of year. Summer is just getting started. It's just starting to rev up. Can you guys feel it?
Yeah. At first, he's just kind of spinning wheels about summer, and no one's really laughing, which at a comedy club is a pretty bad sign.
You gotta smell the summer, right? Who could smell the summer? The suntan lotions, the ocean breeze.
Then Howard starts doing this adversarial thing with his audience, and it starts to get a lot funnier because no one's actually challenging him.
What's that? You're not going to have a summer? Why? Because there's risks? What's that? You're not going to have a summer? Why? Sharks. Think it through. It's not so bad. You're out there in the water, you're splashing around, getting wet. All of a sudden you feel a pinch on your leg. So what do? You look up at God, you thank him for all the summers that he's given you, and you fade away. Congratulations, you just died a glorious summer death.
Howard goes on about summer for another few minutes, and at the end of the bit, he awkwardly reaches into his pocket to pull out a piece of paper, presumably with his notes for the set.
All right. All this paper says is have a summer.
The bit's good. It's not here's your own sitcom good, but it's original and charming in its own way. But Howard has built an empire on summer.
Have a Summer Hotline.
Zooey Deschanel co-starred with him in a Have a Summer short for Funny or Die. He has released 3 albums of summer songs, and he hosts an annual festival in Los Angeles called Summerfest, of course. It's got water slides, food trucks, and rappers. Howard has other jokes, but summer is his brand. It's his life. He's got a summer food.
A tasty summer salad.
He's got a summer gum.
Trident Tropical Twist. Tri-Trop Twiz.
And he definitely has a summer song.
There's a song by the Beach Boys called Catch a Wave, which is like...
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
Don't be afraid to try the greatest. How often do people ask you, like, yo, why are you obsessed with summer?
I guess for all that I talk about it, then some people don't get it. And they go, what's that about? And well, to me, it's just like when you used to be a kid, you used to... work all, you know, school year, and then you got a break. And then I remember finding out, I don't know, when I was 10 or probably earlier, but like, oh, when you're adult, you don't get to do that. You just got to keep going to your job. And I just thought that was a bad thing. Like, oh, like why do I want to get older then? It just seemed terrible not to have a summer. And then I think people like work through them. And then so many of my friends, and for me the same way, it was like, you don't really consider June to be summer because it's not like officially summer. So then it's like you don't go swimming until like 4th of July. Then another couple weeks goes by and it's August, sort of. And you just haven't had a summer. And then it just struck me over the years. It's like, oh, I missed summer again. Like, how did that happen? And then, you know, in like, I think it was 2009. I was feeling like, oh, it was summer, and I was like, I got to work. I got to get some stuff done. And then I was like, no, I got to go to the beach. And I was like, no, I got to get some stuff done. I got to get to work in here. And then I was like, no, I got to get to the beach. And then I went to the beach. And even at the beach, I was like, what are you doing here? You got to get some work done. And then I was like, no, you got to have a summer. And then I was just like, That's it. I was like, there it is. That's the crux of the debate. I'm going to choose summer, and I'm going to tell people about it.
For the rest of your life, or is this just like an experiment?
No, it's the rest of my life. Like, I think it's just a better way to live, kind of. It's like cycles, you know what I mean? It's like life goes in cycles, and I just like having that. I like having that one time a year that you really just – that it's the best time of year, so you stop what you're doing and you celebrate it.
And in 2009 when you went to the beach and were so conflicted and at odds with all of your goals, were you living in Los Angeles?
Yes, I was. I went to Austin first. I lived there for like 7.5 years, but I always knew that I was going to come here.
Yeah, it's always summer in Austin too, but not so much like beach.
Oh, God. You cannot get people excited about summer in Texas. I've tried.
Is that right?
I mean, they like, it's so hot. Like, summer is their winter. Like, that's when weather is oppressive and you just stay inside.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I remember going down there once. I think it was like in August. So it had been like over 100 degrees for like 4 months. And then I went in there, have a summer.
Like, did you bomb?
I mean, they didn't buy into it. Let's put it that way. I don't know if I bombed, but they didn't buy into it at all.
So where did you grow up?
Oh, I grew up in New Jersey.
Okay.
You know, like 20 minutes from the beach, central New Jersey. So we used to go to like Asbury Park and Bradley Beach and Belmar and those places.
Huh.
And I just loved it. And then I remember like, you get a little older, you hear people say they hate the beach, and the Dead Milkmen was this band, and they had a song about hating the beach, and I was just like, what?
I don't want to be on the beach, no fun! I don't want to be on the beach, no fun! I don't want to be on the beach, I don't want to be on the beach, no fun! No.
It took me a while to, like, to realize they weren't kidding. I don't know. I just always loved it down there. That's where we come from. We originally lived in the water. So to me, that's probably why we feel at home there.
Yeah.
So,
do you think had you not grown up in like a place that was cold for much of the year, you would still feel the same way you do about having a summer?
Yeah, that was a problem when I was a kid because I was like, you wait for summer and then when it comes, like the water's still cold on the East Coast and then like a lot of the days the weather's not even nice. So yeah, maybe that like that summer shortage made me appreciate it even more.
And of course, you've turned that appreciation into a music career, right? In 2012, you released an album called Have a Summer, which is your catchphrase, I guess.
Yep, that was the first one.
I'm going to play a song called What's That, Huh? You're not going to have a summer?
What's that, huh? What's that, huh? You're not going to have a summer? Why, how come? Because there's risks. Sure, there's risks. So what? You got to overcome it. You're out on the boardwalk, walking barefoot. Out you catch a splinter right in your hook. Stop in your tracks, you let out a yell. What do you do? It hurts like hell. You hop to the bar next to the arcade. You do a shot of tequila to ease the pain. Then you head next door to the bowling alley. They sterilize your wound with that bowling shoe spray. Okay, what's that?
Oh my God.
What's that?
Thank you. Wow, I haven't heard that one in a while. That's a deep cut, and I want to thank you for playing it. That song doesn't always get into the rotation.
When did you decide to make music dedicated to this theme?
I guess, like, as soon as I get a comedy idea, for some reason my brain tries to turn it into a song. Because I've been writing songs since I was young.
Uh-huh.
So it was the same thing with Have a Summer. As soon as I thought of it, then my brain starts going, oh, you could do this song. You could do a song about this. You could do a song about this. And then there were so many songs kind of so quickly that I thought, okay, I got to record this.
How are sales?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, for something that's not like you know, promoted by a major label or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like kind of the classic, DIY kind of thing where each one sells more than the last one and people like really embrace the philosophy of it and like people teach it to their kids and send me pictures of their kids and stuff. So it's like...
Wait, what are the pictures you get of people's kids?
Like they'll be wearing the Have a Summer T-shirt, okay. or like a teacher will say, "I told my students, you know, to write about what they're going to do this summer." So it's like a classroom full of kids and their stuff and their pictures that they drew. So, like, you always want to like do something that catches the public's imagination, because I've done tons of other ideas that nobody likes or gets, you know, along with other good ones. But when you have one that like it catches on, and it like it's hard with stand up to convey raw emotion and still be funny, but with Have a Summer, it's like it's a meaningful thing, but it still has humor in it. So I'm real happy that people like it.
And I guess that's why you've had to expand on this idea of having a summer, right?
Yeah.
On your latest album, Some of This, Some of That, you got a song called Gay for Poseidon.
That's right.
La, 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 he's tickling my ankles, he's tickling my knees.
Yeah, basically, you know, the ocean is a man, Poseidon, and if that's true, then I'm gay for Poseidon. I love being inside him, and it's fantastic.
Let us be who we may, dead. La, 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 my girl is with me here at the water's edge.
Ooh.
La, 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 Poseidon don't care, he's doing stuff to my leg. I like him, he likes me. We're happy as can be. Let us be who we be. Let's all head down to the shore for a ceremony. For this land has passed the law, we men can marry the sea.
Amazing.
Thanks.
Has Poseidon gotten back to you?
You know, I go see him every now and then. He's happy to see me. He's always nice. No, people have been sending me pictures of Poseidon statues and stuff. So it is fun to like put in those new wrinkles and stuff and see you know, how people react.
Do you play these songs live?
I'm starting to now. I'm starting to work on that now because I want to do a tour where I do all the songs and stuff like that. So it's kind of been this weird thing, like you know, the Beatles for a while didn't, you know, they just were a recording act. They didn't tour.
Yeah.
So I took the inspiration and just that's what I was doing with it for a while. But now I think it's time to take it live.
You're friends with lots of comics, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do they ever give you a hard time for sort of like maybe milking a bit for so many years?
They like a lot of times when people see me, they just go like Have a Summer or something like that. I mean, there may be that sentiment out there, but no one's ever said that to me. It comes from like a place of just trying to have fun and be silly. I mean, it's not. I mean, I still do stand up and I still do regular stand up and I have for a long time. So I think people just look at it as like an offshoot.
Uh-huh.
I think people are cool about it, or if they talk shit about it, they don't do it in front of me. Because you got to have a summer. I'll just tell them to have a summer. And I'll win.
Summer's almost over. It went so fast. Now the end's inside. But I'm not so down about it this time. Because I did summer right.
You think in 30 years you'll still be singing about summer?
God, you know, I hope so. Part of this was like a backwards engineering thing. I'm like, where do I want to wind up? And then I was like, that wouldn't be bad if you could just like be at the beach singing songs for people. So if that's where all this winds up, then I guess that's what I asked for. I hope it's great.
I've got bad news.
You're a winter guy?
No.
Oh.
My summer's coming to an end.
What, are you in Australia?
No, I'm in New York.
Oh.
I just mean Labor Day's here and it's going to be fall soon.
Okay, that's the whole point of this. It's like it goes so fast and people don't start it on time and the government has moved in and chopped it up. School starts now and like it's August 15th. You have to kind of remind yourself. I went to the beach with a friend like a week and a half ago, and he goes, this is great. I should have been doing this all summer. And I'm like, oh, I go, if only there was a guy that reminded everybody to have a summer.
Thanks for listening to Sideshow number 10, double digits. Big ups to David Krasnow and Jenny Lawton, and thanks to Hannah Summer, who was my unofficial intern all summer. Good luck in Turkey, Hannah.
To New York, have a summer. You're an island, don't forget it. Don't forget it. You're right there on a beautiful cove. Enjoy it, New York.
I want to dedicate this episode of Sideshow to my mom and my bro out in Los Angeles. They each had a pretty rough summer. But if Howard has taught us anything, it's that it's never too late to enjoy summer, especially if you live in Los Angeles. You can find links to Howard Kramer's Summer Empire at pri.org/sideshow.
Sideshow is supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation. Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
I'm 0 to 100 real quick.